If you're elected, or in your case, re-elected to the city council, how will you personally measure your success as a council member after 4 years?
Good question, and I would do the same thing I've been doing. I am actually walking precincts as I did before. I'm very visible in the community. I'm not immune to talking to people at any venue that I might be at, whether it's at Walmart or at Costco or any public event. I'm very open, very transparent, and people have no problems coming up to me. I was even spoken to at a park regarding some situations where luckily I have thick skin, because people are not afraid to come up and tell you things about how concerned they are or upset they are about some of the things you voted on, some of the things you have done in terms of decisions. So people know that. I've received email messages from folks. Some of them are very negative and very derogatory. I've received very positive comments from people, but I'm very receptive and open to that. So one of the ways I measure my report card, if you will, is to ask people and to be willing to listen to people. I may not agree with them. As a matter of fact, a lot of times some of the things people say to me I don't agree with, but I'll listen. I think that's really the key to being a very good council person, is to listen to people. Thank you.
Steve Miller?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I can measure my success in my first two terms. One of the first goals was forming our own police department, and we can all see how successful that was. We have an award-winning police department. My second goal was building a community center, a place we could all come together and meet, have fundraisers. I look forward to going tonight to a big event there to celebrate a 60th wedding anniversary of friends. And that is very measurable, to be able to go to this building and see our success. My current goals, as far as I've talked about repaving the streets, that's the metrics are easy. How many miles do we do? Reducing crime. We've seen a 14% decrease over the last year, and I hope to see that keep going down. Traffic collisions, fatal injuries on our streets, speeding tickets, DUIs arrests. Those are all measurable metrics that I can use. And the best thing about this is we meet every 6 months as a council to go over these goals and strategically plan how we can achieve these and assign these this work to be done.
Bridget Duffy?
I guess this question doesn't really apply to me so much.
Well, no, if you were elected. If you were elected.
If I was elected. Okay. I measure success differently. I don't measure success in financial terms. I just don't. I think there's quality of life issues that can be addressed. There's a pending water shortage that is going to seriously impact our communities that we could be doing something about now. There's poverty issues. There's the schools. There's noise issues in our community. Our population actually is dwindling. It's gone down by 3,000 since 2010, I think. The tickets, I have heard that people don't want to come into Citrus Heights anymore because of the tickets they get. I don't think this is a good track to be on. I don't think it is a good city to be living in. And I absolutely think it's within our power to change it. And I don't even think I need to get elected to change it, because people power can change it without me getting elected.
Jeannie Bruins?
Thank you. The way I would judge 4 years down the line whether or not I had been successful as a council member will really be measured on a macro as well as a micro level in my mind. The macro level is the quality of life for our citizens. Have we done our job as a municipality to keep our infrastructure repaired and updated and in better shape than it was 4 years prior, through new roads, through keeping our water system flowing, keeping our creeks clean, and keeping our landscaping thriving? Those types of things, those infrastructure things, are important to attract new business and new residents who want to live in this community. Also, to keep the crime statistics going down is another macro indicator of success. And on the micro level, it's the one-on-one work that we do as council members, the satisfaction we get where we can help one citizen or a small group of citizens that have a need and see that come to resolution to make their life better. Thank you.
Tim Schaefer?
My measure of success is all about the citizens of Citrus Heights. I currently sit on the REACH board. I'm vice president of REACH. I'm neighborhood association president. We've seen very little support from the city when it comes to REACH, when it comes to actually reaching out and listening to the citizens. I was really shocked that we have a council that members sit right here beside me, that we collected 1,200 signatures. We could argue whether it's 1,200 or 1,300 signatures. And it was absolutely outrage that these folks, these citizens' opinions, who were expressing their opinions through a petition, and those petitions were completely dismissed. That's outrageous. That's not listening. That's not a true cooperation between the city and the citizens of Citrus Heights.